from Tidbits on June 1st, 2009. This is the audio edition of Click to Flash Spiffs the Safari Experience, written by Matt Newberg. Why didn't someone tell me about this sooner? Click to Flash is a free WebKit plugin that does one thing and does it extremely well. It blocks Flash content from loading in your Safari web pages. This causes Safari to render web pages much faster. Other web browsers already have ways to achieve something similar. In Camino, you can check block Flash animations and block web advertising, and of course Firefox's brass repertory of plugins form a universe unto themselves. But this is the first time I've seen something that works so well in Safari. It also works in any other browsers that use WebKit, such as OmniWeb. Note that Click to Flash doesn't just suppress the drawing of Flash content, it suppresses its loading altogether. That's why pages are rendered faster. There's actually less material to download from the internet. The really elegant thing about Click to Flash is that it doesn't block Flash indiscriminately or permanently. In place of the Flash content, a nice gray gradient rectangle saying Flash appears. When you control-click that rectangle, or click a gear icon in the upper left-hand corner, you get a contextual menu that lets you load that one piece of Flash content, or all the Flash content on the page, or add the source URL to a whitelist so that its content always loads. There's even a preferences dialog where you can perform more advanced settings. Click to Flash was originally written anonymously and maintained Google code. It was taken down, but the code was open source and had been picked up by occasional Tidbits contributor Jonathan Wolf Wrench. The code remains open source, and Wrench is hosting it through GitHub, an open multi-node version control system. This means that anyone can fork the code, contributing changes on one branch that are not present on another. In short, there are various versions of Click to Flash floating around, but Wrench maintains a kind of mastery and routinely incorporates improvements contributed by others. To install Click to Flash, go to Wrench's GitHub page, scroll down to where it says Download Click to Flash 1.42 here, or whatever the current version is, and click those words. That's because you probably want an installer, not a copy of the source code. Of course, you can download the source code too if you like. Double-click the downloaded zip file to unzip it. Double-click the resulting .pkg file to run the installer. The result is a .web plugin bundle in your library internet plugins folder. To uninstall Click to Flash, just remove that bundle. Click to Flash is not a hacksy, since the .web plugin mechanism is perfectly standard. Look in the top level library / internet plugins folder and you'll see a bunch of them. However, it's a little tricky because it must not only detect Flash content in advance and interfere with its loading, but must also enable Flashcon on demand. To do this, and I am now just reproducing Peter Hazy's explanation, it declares itself as a handler of the application/x-shockwave-mime type, blocking that kind of embedded object. But when you ask to view the content, it changes the web page so the object is now declared as belonging to the application/future-splash-mime type. When that content loads, it is handled and rendered by the Adobe Flash Player plugin. The trick here is that Flash Player declares itself as a handler of both MIME types, but all Flash content is declared as application/x-shockwave-flash, so that application/future-splash is effectively unused, except by Click to Flash. As long as that situation continues, Click to Flash will keep working, though I suspect that some web pages will present unusual challenges that must be worked around individually. It turns out that a lot of stuff out there, even static content that just appears to be just a drawing, is actually Flash. And all that Flash content has been causing my web browsing to sag rather drastically. But not anymore. My browser is now lean and mean, thanks to Click to Flash. Click to Flash currently requires Mac OS X 10.5 Leopard, but I suspect that compatibility with 10.4 Tiger may be coming soon. This is Tidbits. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Adam Engst, and thanks for listening.